Sam, it's good to see you again here at another Poet Project Liberty Field Day. And this time we got some field demonstration work in. Tell me about what CASE is doing here in this area of corn cob, a system at least for farmers to collect and be able to bring together that biomass.
Well, Chuck, we're at CASE IH, we're developing three different solutions for the biomass material collection as it relates to corn cobs. One being CCM or corn cob mix, which we showed last year. And that just involves a relatively simple modification to the combine by replacing some of the separator grates, which you see here, and the top sieve. And the bottom sieve will then come out of the combine. And then some minor modifications up in the grain tank to help facilitate the unloading. So that's a relatively simple changeover to allow a producer to collect corn cob mix. Secondly, which we demonstrated in the field, was our biomass cart, which connects directly behind the combine. We're pulling it with an axial flow 8120 out here. There's a hitch reinforcement kit that's put on, and then there's a combine kit that adds some hydraulic power used to power the conveyor system and cleaning system on the cart. And that solution just takes everything that comes out of the combine, cleans the husks out, and then delivers the cobs into a wagon. A key feature of that system that we weren't able to demonstrate last year is the ability to unload on the go. And a really nice aspect of our design is it's integrated with the combine control system. So the same controls that the operator uses to unload the grain tank, to swing the tube, and to engage the unload system are also used for the cart. You just press another button on the propulsion handle to enable that function. So very simple to operate, integrated design.
And I hear we're about to start some more demonstrations, yeah. But you do have part of the system or another system here too.
Yeah, so the other system is a baling system behind the combine. We don't have that here to demonstrate. It's running at an operation in South Dakota, but it takes our LBX baler and puts it behind the combine to create a 4x3x8 foot compressed package of all of the material that comes out of the back of the machine.
Does that include cobs?
Yes, it'd be cobs, husks, stalk. Any material that comes through the combine would go into the compressed bale.
Great. Well, for the farmers you've been able to talk to, what do you think about their deciding they want to try this? And you know, is there a lot of interest? What do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys are here to learn and observe and understand. And they're going to need a little bit of time to digest it all and then, you know, kind of pencil it out on their own. One of the things that's key to us is we understand that from the producer level, it's got to be profitable for them. They aren't going to do this for the fun of it or just for the sake of energy independence for the United States. At the end of the day, they've got to be able to make a little bit of money doing it as well. And when we look at the cost of the systems, what the revenue stream looks like, you know, from Poet, for example, back to them, we're working to ensure that we can develop the equipment and price it at a level where we believe that the producer can be profitable collecting the material. Because if they can't be, it's not going to go anywhere.
Absolutely. Good point. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for talking to me again at this year's Project Liberty Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.